And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
Sometimes it's difficult being human because we are so human. I remember a puzzle I had as a kid that was made of wooden pieces which fit together to make up the United States. Each state was a different color. At the time, the challenge was to just get them all to fit together correctly. When it was done, I'd think, wow, I did it. If I had to put one of those puzzles together today, each state would have a different feeling, as I know that each state is different. Today, we look at one state that just finished putting the pieces of its natural puzzle together, and they fit. That's coming up when your Voice of the Earth continues, here on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Okay, I need some feedback. As a report on nature's many facets each week, which I've been doing now for over 4 years, it seems as if springtime is becoming associated with ever more dramatic challenges. Floods have been washing their way into the homes, towns, and villages throughout the Midwest, and now down into Arkansas. Texas just seems to keep being hammered with dramatic weather. I'm not prepared to say that this is some manifestation of global warming, but it does seem as if something is changing. And if you've got opinions, contact me. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. I'm no longer an accurate barometer of these changes in the weather, living as I do in San Diego, California, where the weather is wildly stable. My instinct tells me that we're headed for a record warm summer. If you're keeping notes, write that down and contact me at the end of the summer to see if I'm right. And just to summarize some of what seems to be trending all around us on our little planet Earth, I think we need to start getting ready for a change in the weather. Well, today I'm happy to bring you a great story of success. We hear every day of another animal species in trouble, whether it be from radical idealism gone mad, as it now is in Alaska, where thousands of wolves are being shot, trapped, snared, and decimated for what? It's hard to understand anymore. Or from the encroachment of highways, continuing suburbanization, and expanding populations. Maybe the turn in the economy and the housing market is a manifestation of natural economics, and nature is able to recover a bit from radical imbalances as a result of this economy. But we are learning. And as with almost everything, sometimes it takes a long time to feel the changes, but they come. In segment two of today's show, we're going to talk with Lynn Sadler, executive director of the Mountain Lion Foundation, about her role in helping complete a plan to link critical habitats together to create an interconnected wildlands network to assure animals and plants room to move, breathe, live, expand, and cohabit with human expansion. For such to be completed in such a large state as California is significant. It forms the basis for similar plans in states across the nation. A time could come when these wildlife corridors have reunited into a living framework across the country. See how things change? We are learning. And coming up, we hear a unique series of voices on the weekly Earth Summit, which begins right now. Welcome to the Weekly Earth Summit, the most important 15 minutes on Earth. I'm your host, Sydney Wildsmith. Today we begin with a message from Sierra Club's president, Carl Pope, about what we could do to stimulate this economy, and then hear from a variety of other voices who speak out loudly and clearly every day across the nation, but are rarely heard. So first, I want to introduce a true champion for the Earth, Carl Pope.
As the economy turns sour, it's time to make some lemonade. Wouldn't it be great if the next stimulus package passed by Congress included important incentives to get Americans back to work, building solar and wind power? We only need one more vote in the U.S. Senate to get that job done. Or look at 2 million homeowners facing mortgage crises. We're going to help them stay in those homes with new loans, but many of them won't be able to pay even fair mortgages because of soaring home heating and cooling bills. So while we're at it, why don't we help them get easy financing to retrofit their homes for energy efficiency, saving them money, reducing pollution, and helping stabilize global climate? We've got a problem with water shortages all over the country. What about a water conservation corps, modeled after Franklin Roosevelt's old CCC, helping kids who haven't found their way into the labor market, helping their communities store instead of wasting rainwater, retrofitting houses with water-saving toilets and shower heads? If we seriously want to solve global warming, this economic crisis is an opportunity. Who's going to be the leader who helps us connect the dots?
Thank you, Carl. My thoughts exactly. Since we aren't getting the leadership from the President and Congress that we need, as Carl makes so clear, here's an idea. What if we all took the money coming to us as the economic stimulus package and invested it into a clean energy or sustainable venture somewhere in this country? There would be a sudden surge of money to help kickstart a move towards energy independence. We'll be talking about this in the months ahead. I went to the movies and saw Horton Hears a Who. I loved that book as a child. And I can't say the movie improved on the original, but it was at least an entertaining look at the unseeable. The amazing truth is that there is probably more of life that we will never really see or hear that is active everywhere, if only we could either shrink down small enough to get to know it or blow it up big enough to appreciate it. A number of years back, I heard about a sound recordist living in Santa Fe, New Mexico, who was doing just that, developing ways to hear the unhearable. His name is David Dunn, and he recently released a new CD of his latest adventure called The Sound of Light in Trees, The Acoustic Ecology of Piñon Pines, which captures the literal sounds within trees, particularly those infested with piñon and graver beetles, which are ransacking the life of these trees in the desert southwest. But the soundscape, which took me into a new sense of our world, was his amazing recordings of life in small bodies of water, which could be only a few feet across, but which had thriving communities that were vibrant with sound. He refers to much of his work as acoustic ecology. So, as I bring you the world's greatest voices of the Earth on the weekly Earth Summit, I'd like now to introduce a community that is never really heard from, as recorded by David Dunn in Chaos and the Emergent Mind of the Pond. I want to thank the residents of the Who Pond who shared their voices with you and thank David Dunn for bringing their message to us all. You can learn more about David Dunn and his work by going to www.daviddunn.com. That's daviddunn.com. We need to listen to the wild. It speaks to us every day.
Thank you.
So as spring erupts into chorus around us, listen. And join us here each week as we feature the most important 15 minutes on Earth of the weekly Earth Summit. Things just took a turn for the better in California, where a statewide plan has been announced which will help maintain the natural highways used by the wild creatures. Stay tuned.